show them to all. And you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we are going to be learning the second Aliyah in Parsha's Balak. That's Perek Chav Beis, Pasuk Yud Gimel. And we had learned in the last Aliyah that Balak, the king of Moav, had sent a messenger to Bilam, who was a Navi. He was a prophet, and he wanted him to curse Klal Yisrael so that Klal Yisrael couldn't overrun Moav. And we had learned that Hashem went to Bilam and told him that you are not allowed to go with the messengers. You are not allowed to curse Klal Yisrael. Now the Pasuk tells us, Vayakam Bilam Babaiker, Bilam got up in the morning, Vayyem al-Sari Balak, and he told the ministers, the officers of Balak, L'chuel Artzachem, go back to your land, Kimi Ein Hashem L'siti Aleichem Ochem, because Hashem has prevented me, he does not want me to go with you. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Gimel, L'ha Aleichem Ochem, Elim Sarim G'dali Mikem, Bilam was intimating that he doesn't want me to go with lowly people like you, he wants me to go with more important people. L'manu Shirucha Gavaya, we learn from here that he was very haughty, V'lai Ratzel Legalis Shuber Shusei Shal Makayim, that he didn't want to reveal that really everything was up to Hashem. El Bushlein Gasus, he was just trying to be haughty. Lefikach Vayasef Oid Bilam. So let's go back to Chomish Pasuk Yudalid. Vaykumusari Maev, and the officers of Maev got up. Vayavayo Balak, and they came to Balak. Vayamur, and they said, Me'ain Bilam Halechimanu. Bilam doesn't want to go with us. Vayasef Oid Balak, and Balak continued. He added on the Shleich Sarim to send officers, Rabim Venechbadim Me'ela, more numerous and more important than the original ones. Vayavayo Bilam, they came to Bilam. Vayamur, and they told him, Kayamar Balak Ben Sipar. So says Balak Ben Sipar, Al Nasimanam Elechelei, please do not prevent, please come to me, because I will honor you greatly. Everything you tell me, I'm going to do. And come now and please curse this nation for me. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Zayin. More than what you usually take for your wages, I'm going to give you even more than that. I'm going to give you so much money, you got to come. Let's go back to Chomish Pasuk Yud Ches. Vayan Bilam, and Bilam answered, Vayomer l'avdei Balak, and he said to the servants of Balak, Emitein li Balak meloi beisai kesef v'zav. If Balak gives me his entire house full of silver and gold, loy uchal laveres pi Hashem alakai, I'm not able to transgress the word of Hashem my God, lasus ketana agedela, to do small or big. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Ches. Meloi beisai kesef v'zav. Lamanu shenafshe rechava. We see that he was very expansive. U'machavin mamen acherim, and he really wanted money of others. Amar, he said to himself, Roy loy litein li kol kesef v'zav shalai. Really, he should give me all of his silver and gold. He would have had to hire so many armies, and it's only doubtful whether or not he's going to win. However, with me and my curses, I'm for sure going to win. Now, it was against his will that he had to reveal that it really wasn't up to him, it was up to Hashem. And he also had Nevu over here, that he's not going to be able to nullify the brachas that the Avos received from Hashem. So back to Chomish Pasuk Yates. Va'ato, and now Bilam continues, Shivu Nabazeh, why don't you stay over here? Gamatem alayla, you also stay for the night. Ve'eda'a, mayasef Hashem to bury me, and then I'm going to know if Hashem adds on anything to tell me. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yates, Gamatem, why did he say, also you? Who's the also? They're the only ones there. So Pivich Shile Rashi says, his mouth made him stumble. Gamatem seifchem lele bepachi nefesh karishenim. You're going to end up leaving disappointed just like the first ones did. My Yosef, lo yishana dvar v'bracha l'klola. Hashem's not going to change his mind and now let me curse them. Halavai shlo Yosef levarach. Halavai, he doesn't add on and tell me to bless them. Kanisnabe sh'asu l'haysef lehem brachas al yadei. Over here, he also had nevuah that he's going to end up adding on brachas, and not only is he not going to curse them, he's also going to end up blessing them. So let's go back to Chomish Pasuk Chaf. Vayavel kim al Bilam Lailo, and Hashem came to Bilam in the middle of the night. Vayomer lo, he said to him, Im lekrei lecha bo anashim, if these men came to call you, kum lechitam, get up and go with them. Va'ach, however, as hadavar she'adaber elecha oisei sase, that which I tell you to do, that's what you have to do. So let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chaf. Im lekrei lecha, im akriya shelcha, if their calling is for your benefit, v'savra tolito leha schar, and you think you're going to get paid for it, so then kum lechitam, you could go with them. Va'ach, al karchacha sadavar she'adaber elecha oisei sase, against your will, you're going to have to do that which I tell you. Vafel Pekin, even so, Vayelch Bilam, Bilam still went. Amar, he said to himself, Shema Fatenu Vistratza, perhaps I'm going to be able to convince Hashem, and then he's going to agree to me that I could curse them. Meaning Bilam still thought that he's going to somehow be able to convince Hashem, and obviously we know that's not what happened. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up tomorrow with the third Aliyah to see the continuation of this story, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.